You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Back to school is a couple of major districts have already gotten underway. Several, in fact. There are more this week. And then DPS gets underway next week. So really, within the next week to 10 days, you'll have pretty much all the kids here in the Denver metro area who will be back in class.
Hallelujah.
That's what the parents are saying.
Hallelujah.
Teachers are like, oh, teachers are rolling up their sleeves saying, all right, here we go.
We talked to a bunch of teachers on Friday because we had the little ice cream social gathering at the elementary school where the kiddos could go and meet their teachers and have ice cream. And we were talking to a few teachers and we're like, you excited to be back? And they're like, yeah.
Right.
Right. We sure are. Boy, that summer went by fast. And then Lila got the worst bloody nose ever, and we had to leave early. So I was like, oh, darn.
Why does she get a bloody nose?
I don't know, but it was like out of nowhere. It was just pouring down and going everywhere. And we're like, well, see you later. Gotta go. Pretty nasty.
That's foul.
It was awesome, because I didn't want to be there.
But I will tell you what's going on in households the length and breadth of this country, and that is back-to-school shopping. So now the question for all of you this morning is, how much have you spent this year on back-to-school?
We need
Jeremy,
some numbers.
You're first.
We need some numbers for sure, and I want more people to call than text. So call us and tell us. I'll kick things off. I know it was like right around $600 for just the fees, just to cover everything. And I know outdoor lab was included in that, so that's a little heftier this year. But it was about $600. I want to say we're right around $300 or so, just in some new clothes because they've outgrown some things. You know, some new shoes, things like
that. So
that's
$900 total.
And then probably $100, $150 in supplies. I want to say probably ballparking it. I don't know the exact number on that. So we're about $1,000 just to send the kiddos back to school.
And that's for both. That's not $1,000 each.
No, that's for both.
Okay.
And yeah, you had mentioned earlier that you know more fees are probably coming, and I think so because we've got you know additional band things coming up, and I don't have anything else? Probably just band stuff. So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, man.
And you know what? The interesting thing is that many times, I guess for a lot of newer parents, they are taken by surprise. If your kids are in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, you've been down this path plenty of times. But for some people, it's a new thing, and they're like, oh, I didn't budget for that.
You're like, oh,
I
didn't adulting, know. This sucks.
Yeah.
You know what it actually makes me feel really bad that my growing up now, because you look at your parents differently, that they were having to spring for, you know, the cool backpack that year and the cool shoes. Back in my day, it was the pumps, you know, where you had the basketball on the tongue of the shoe and you pumped it up and it expanded your shoe. And those were like $200, you know, and you were a dork in school if you didn't have this stuff. And I feel for my parents now that they had to buy all this crap just to send us to school because I'm doing it now and it's stupid. It's really stupid. I talked last week about how everything now that my son is going to be wearing to school has to be Nike. It's like you're nobody unless you got Nike now. Everything, head
Why
to toe.
Why is that?
And, I don't know, even his socks now say Nike. They got the little swoosh on it. And the other thing is jerseys. So the big thing now with the boys is you got to wear sports jerseys to school to be cool. And they've got to be authentic, like Nike or Jordan jerseys. And they're not cheap.
Well, why don't parents get together, like a union, and push back and say, we ain't doing this. Kids, too bad.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
I'm sorry you want to wear, you know, your Nuggets jersey, but come on, I'm not spending thousands of dollars just for you to be hip and cool.
It sounds like a great idea, but then you got, you know, the rich parents that still do it.
Yeah, but so what?
Yeah. Anyway,
it seems like the
his jersey will be here on Wednesday.
Oh my god. It seems like there should be a solution to this.
Oh,
like
God,
at what point can parents get together and say enough is enough?
This has been around forever, though.
I know, it's been around a long time.
What was the thing back in your day that it was
the cool thing?
Well,
I don't want to be a schmo, but I can't recall a thing that we were all sheeple and we all had to dress alike. And we all, you know, all of this talk over the years about how I'm an individual. It's the most ridiculous thing because kids are becoming less and less individualistic. They are becoming more and more like sheep.
Well,
now they all must
like
wear Nike socks. They must all have the same brand of backpack. So I don't want to hear any more of this. We want to be unique. Well, why don't you start?
You know? Yeah. Well, young kids don't get that yet. They truly are sheeple. I mean, that doesn't start clicking until maybe high school and then college a little bit, and then
there could be some people
adulthood.
Who are my age who will text in or call in and they'll remind me of what we all had to have. But honestly, I don't remember.
I think it was probably like, you know, as long as your parents dropped you off in a Model T, right? That you were.
Yeah. So the first kids who didn't have to take horse and buggy to school.
Like if you had real paper and pencil versus a chisel and some stone. Oh,
right.
My God, Dom has paper.
Let's go through and read some of these notes and then go to the phones. Pam in Denver says, when I was in high school, my senior paper was on government funding and education, and we looked at the differences in fees at high schools. It's astonishing the differences in fees from school to school in the same district. Yeah, I can see that. I guess different schools just... Besides, what are parents going to do? If the school says this is the fee, what do you do? Not send your kids?
Right.
What do you do?
What do you do? Is there a payment program or something? I don't know. Boy, coming in, people are saying, well, here's Belinda, first year at Chatfield down in my neck of the woods. Fees and clothes, $750 for one kid. Bree said, friggin' Air Jordans. I'll just leave it at that. Yep, I feel you, Bree. And I think I have the winner here so far. Shauna says, senior year, including pictures, cap and gown, fees, clothes, and supplies, close to $3,000.
Is that for one kid?
I'm assuming so. I forgot about it. Yeah, senior year, you really start dropping some cash.
Right.
Those goofy
right.
pictures. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Why is that still a thing? So ridiculous.
Carolyn and Highlands Ranch brought up the Doc Martens. That was probably also your era, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. That was one thing that my parents never bought me were the Doc Martens because they were a couple hundred bucks, you know, for the boots. So still to this day, if I see them, I'm like, ugh, whatever.
Let's grab some call quickly, and then we'll do some more text messages. Hey, Evan, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. So tell us the number.
Oh, man, I think it's closer to just 300. I spent 50 on supplies.
And yeah. Phone cut out. You need
well,
to spend
you're getting
more
by
on-
cheap.
Yeah, if it's just 50 on supplies and then another 250, I would think that's at the low end.
That's on the low end. Vicky texted in. She's like, "For boys, don't forget color guard fees for $575.
Oh, my God. Here's Amanda. Good morning, Amanda. Welcome.
Good morning.
How much?
Oh, it's about, I have five kids, so we're at about $2,000 already, and that doesn't include sport fees yet.
So what do
How
you
much
think?
Are those going to be, do you think?
Yeah.
Well, considering I've got five that do sports, probably looking $600-$700
total. Yeah. So you're going to be getting up close to $3,000.
Yep.
How do you juggle it all with five kids at school and five kids in sports?
And I work full time.
My God.
Yeah.
You're super mom.
Well, this year I actually have a driver, so my daughter just got her driver's license 2 weeks ago. So that's helpful.
That's good.
Yeah, that does help. You know, it almost gets to the point where I wonder if a lot of families just start considering moving right next door to the damn school. You know, at some point, is it just worth it to just sell your house and move to two blocks from the school?
Yeah, just makes it easier, right?
Amanda, thank you for the call. We appreciate you taking the time. Bethany and Parker says, boys, for us with two kids, just short of $2,100.
Ugh.
Elena in Denver, our back to school so far, $1,100. Travis in Westminster. I stopped counting after it hit four digits.
Oh my god. Zoe says about 150 bucks so far, but plus an additional 250 in spirit gear. What's that? Just like gear with the school's logo and everything
school logo
on it?
So show and your such school on
spirit?
It.
Okay. Amy says $250.
Amber in Albuquerque says, listening on the Mix 100 app down in New Mexico, I feel like we got off cheap. So far, we've spent around $400. I guess I'm going to have to pull up, see what a national average is. Before I even looking, I'm going to guess it's 500 for a national average.
I'm thinking
would
that's
think?
What's going to fall. Yeah. Mara says high school fees for band and AP classes, $628. Maria says at least 1,000. And then I do love Shannon, who says, my kids are grown and gone. No bills. The freedom is priceless.